Hello and welcome to our Puri Health Products Wednesday night consumer education conference call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium Health Products. And we also have with us on the line David Sandoval, who is the other owner and founder as well as lecturer, author, and he has a new DVD coming out in the next 3 or 4 weeks here. So welcome, Dave. How are you doing back from Florida? I heard you had an amazing trip down there. So how's it going tonight?
You know, it's going really good. Just out on the highways, everybody has got that holiday sort of attitude, if you know what I mean. In a season of giving, it just seems like there's not much give on the freeway. but nonetheless, it's really, really good to be on the line tonight with, looks like we've got a nice crew on tonight from the number of beeps I heard. I just checked on the computer and it looks like, or on my monitor, and it looks like we've got a nice crowd tonight. So hopefully people are getting in the spirit of the holidays and at the same time having a, you know, a real remembrance that this is a time when we could let things slip away, when we could perhaps indulge and overindulge. And so I think tonight's show is a real good one, one that we could help people to both enjoy tasty treats, but at the same time learn about the power of superfoods. So without further ado, I'd like to, you know, just find out what you have lined up for us tonight.
Well, basically, we just wanted to talk tonight. We're always talking about health. We're always talking about, you know, or we're talking a lot about discipline sometimes. Maybe you have to cut this out of your diet. You got to add this into your diet. And so tonight we kind of wanted to mix it up, change it up, I guess not just tonight, but for actually our whole focus for the month of December, because it's kind of crazy. You sort of notice that Halloween, you got all this candy coming in, but you're still pretty disciplined. Then Thanksgiving rolls around, and you got this pumpkin pie and this pumpkin bread and all this stuff, and maybe you're still disciplined, but, you know, you loosen up a little bit. But by the time Thanksgiving's over and December starts, you're just kind of, well, I know I am. I'm just kind of full-blown into whatever. The chocolate's showing up at the office, and you're just eating like crazy, basically, if you're like me. And so what we decided to do is let's give some information to people about how you can make healthy snacks or healthier snacks and treats, and you can show your friends and family that may not be into all the health and nutrition that you're into how it doesn't have to be just about regimented green drinks and things that they think taste strange, that you can make some really awesome tasting, really enjoyable treats and meals and snacks out of these amazing foods. And so what we want to talk about tonight and what we want to encourage you to do is, instead of always talking about disease or disease prevention or just lifestyle modification, let's just talk about food. Let's just talk about things that make you feel good, and by throwing some popcorn in your mouth or having something that seems like peanut butter, but a much healthier version of it. So that's what we did. That's what we focused on for the month of December. We chose three of our favorite products that can be incorporated into awesome recipes, and we put that on special. We gave you a $22.50 discount off the retail price. Basically, you buy the Tropic Oil and the Rice Bran Solubles, and you get an activated barley absolutely free, is basically the way it works out. And you get this cool little recipe booklet that has like 17 actually really cool recipes where you can use these products and kind of showcase them to your friends and family in a totally different light. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Let's kind of, like I said, mix it up, have a little fun with it, approach those people with your lifestyle with these products, with Purium Health Products, but in a much different atmosphere than we normally would when we might be talking about losing weight or controlling diabetes or things like that. Let's just have a lot more fun with it.
Yeah, that is so perfectly said. And, you know, I just want to throw a word out there. It's called functional food. And I like to focus on the fun, you know, the fun and the function of food. And so if you can make food both fun and functional, if you, let's say, you know, like with the gravy that I teach you to make in there, you have this delicious, amazing gravy. If you put it over, you know, healthier potatoes like blue potatoes that actually have, you know, a healthy, like, you know, much healthier nutritional profile, then suddenly you're having, you know, potatoes and gravy that are actually very, very good for you and aren't bad for you in any way. And that's pretty functional. That makes eating mashed potatoes and gravy a lot funner than thinking the whole time, well, oh, this is not good for me. I shouldn't be doing this. So let's take the time and realize that eating well does not have to be a punishment. Eating well does not have to be a chore. Eating well could be an adventure. Eating well could be a challenge, but a fun challenge of going and changing out the things that we traditionally do with things that are just as delicious, just as tasty, but instead of harming our body, actually heal our body.
Absolutely. And some of the recipes that we've talked about tonight, the first recipe in the book is Dave's smothered potatoes. So that would be a great thing to serve actually like at your Christmas meal, you know, to introduce people that may not have a clue what you do with Purium health products into it. And it's definitely an icebreaker. You know, you can totally open up the subject, you know, when you're about health and nutrition by, you know, feeding them these Dave's smothered potatoes. Another great thing that we have in the recipe book, bruschetta. There's a great bruschetta recipe using tropic oil. Lentil soup. We got a great lentil soup recipe here using tropic oil. We've got a faux peanut butter, which is one of my favorites as a snack. You know, you can stuff that in celery and you can have that out as a nice hors d'oeuvre, and people will love it, you know, if you're having like a Christmas Eve mixer or hors d'oeuvres before Christmas dinner. And it, like I said, it's a really great conversation piece, you know, hey, check this out. This is, I'm into this health and nutrition, and look what I can do with it. It's not, you know, we're not, you know, just having these weird tasting shakes, you know, because some other people in our family, I know in my family, they think that a lot, you know, what is that green stuff she's drinking, you know, and I've been trying to break them down, and sometimes it's hard, and so this is just a really great way to do that.
You know, for example, imagine if you tell somebody that, hey, by the way, that gravy is going to help lower your cholesterol. That gravy is going to boost your immune system. That gravy is going to help to lose weight. That gravy is going to give you energy, not make you tired. That gravy could actually help you to fight parasites in your body. That gravy could help you to fight viruses and yeast and fungus in your body. That gravy could actually help you burn fat and lose weight. And the potatoes you're putting it on, if you choose, you know, some good blue or purple potatoes that are colored inside, and if you cook those with coconut oil, you could actually have a very, very healthy mashed potato and gravy side dish that will be perhaps the healthiest thing on the table. Now, very quickly, to make this gravy, all you need is activated barley and coconut oil, a couple of portobello mushrooms, a half an onion, and, of course, some seasoning. You're going to need some vegetable bouillon. And what I like to do is to take the coconut oil, a tablespoon of coconut oil, slice the onion very thin, turn up the heat, and begin to caramelize that onion. You put a little bit of garlic in there for flavor as well. Dice up the portobello mushrooms. They'll be cooking at the same time as the onion is caramelizing, and after that starts, the onion starts to get a little brown, a little bit burned, then you're going to take and sprinkle in some activated barley the whole time, stirring it around with the wooden spoon to mix the oil and the activated barley and the flavor of the onion. As that begins to brown and turn into a nice paste, then you're going to take the broth that you've pre-made, a cup to two of broth, and to pour that into that mix, and you'll boil that down until you've got a nice, wonderful, bubbly gravy. You boil it to the thickness that you like. You can add a little more activated barley to thicken it up as well. And if you want a little twist on this, Amy, you could roast one little pepper, peel off the skin, dice it up, and throw that in there, and you got a nice little sort of roasted poblano, mushroom gravy.
I'm hungry. That sounds very good.
really flavorful. And I know, I mean, your mother is an amazing cook, and you're really good in the kitchen. And you might laugh at making gravy in such a simple way, but it tastes so good, and no one really would know that you didn't use beef stock or turkey stock or some white flour or some yeast or some other things, ingredients that are really not good for you. So this is my favorite recipe, perhaps, because it takes me back to a traditional food that I look forward to that I denied myself for quite some time in the name of nutrition and of being healthy.
Well, there's another recipe on here that's something that some of us may have denied ourselves from. Peanut brittle was something that my mom makes every single Christmas. Got it once a year. And when I started choosing to eat healthier, I didn't eat so much of it, but I really miss it. It's really great. And there's an awesome recipe on here for almond brittle using tropic oil and rice bran solubles, along with some agave and raw almonds. So it's just, you can really get back to things that you remember maybe as a kid or from when you weren't maybe thinking about your diet, you know, quite so critically, and it can bring back some really good feelings, but incorporate these healthy foods that really do improve your health versus take away from it. Like, when's the last time you ate peanut brittle and thought, oh, that did something functional, that did something good for me, other than maybe a sugar high if you needed it at the minute. But these are, like Dave said, they're really functional, really awesome foods in these recipes that we have put together. So what I was thinking, Dave, is if you wanted to just take like 1 or 2 minutes per ingredient that we've, or per product that we have on the special. We can't go through every recipe. That's what the special for, to get the little recipe book. But why don't we talk about activated barley, talk a little bit about tropic oil, and talk a little bit about rice bran solubles to share with our listeners why they're so functional and why they're so great, and to motivate our listeners, you know, to use these and to consume more of these in their diet.
Well, two of the healthiest oils in the world come from rice bran and come from coconut. So you're going to find that the fatty part of these desserts is still going to be there, but it's going to be a fat that actually is incredibly healthy for you, a fat that's similar to the fat that's found in mother's breast milk, a fat that's similar to the fat that your body can use to actually fight parasites, to stimulate your thyroid, to battle viruses and bacteria and fungus. And so there is a phytoestrogenic quality to the oils that we're getting as well. And so when you use activated barley, you are using the slowest burning carbohydrate on the planet. You're using a germinated grain that's going to be very low, if not completely free of gluten. You're using a germinated grain that's going to be much easier to digest and will provide energy in the form of slow-burning carbohydrates. And this is a carbohydrate that was consumed by gladiators before they fought in the circus. So it's incredibly energizing and great for endurance, great for stabilizing blood glucose, great for lowering cholesterol. And so it is a fantastic product, and that doesn't even take into account the enzyme superoxide dismutase, which is very antioxidant in its quality. So activated barley is a powerful ingredient, and when you substitute it for flour, when you substitute it for these other ingredients in cakes and candies and cookies, it turns that cake, candy, or cookie into a healthy version of that food, a much healthier version. Now, by adding rice bran, you're giving things a nutty, buttery, sweet taste. At the same time, you're infusing them with B1, B2, B3, B6, E vitamins known as tocotrienols and trienols that are 50 times more potent than the vitamin E that we're used to, not to mention the incredible essential fatty qualities of rice bran. Now, rice bran, again, is delicious. You can take it and eat a spoon of it. And yet it is so potent and so delicious. Now, when you mix it with activated barley and a little bit of coconut oil, it creates a smooth, nougaty, sort of somewhere between dough and peanut butter type of texture. And that basis of those three ingredients can then be You could add coconut shavings and a little agave syrup and make some wonderful coconut balls. You could, you know, use cacao nibs and, you know, and walnuts and make a wonderful little, like, you know, a chocolate nut ball. There are so many different variations that we've given you actually in the cookbook, but using those three ingredients with their incredible function, their incredible nutrition, their incredible value to the body as superfoods, and then using them as the basis for desserts is absolutely genius, quite honestly.
Absolutely, yes, definitely.
So, I mean, I encourage everybody to take advantage of this special. We thought long and hard about what we wanted to do in December, and this, we believe, is the perfect opportunity to introduce a multiple, just multiple ways to use these ingredients, and it goes both ways. I mean, it's a great way for you to now encourage other people to begin to incorporate these foods into their lives. Like Amy keeps saying, not just in some funky green shake, but in some delicious snack you could put in their lunchbox. You could serve after dinner. You could serve before dinner. You could serve while you're watching a football game or when friends are over to visit.
Exactly. Exactly. So so we really did think about this. We thought, you know, this is the time to share it. This is the time to give gifts. To people that, you know, are interested in cooking, that are interested in dipping their toe in the water with functional foods. And what a great cool thing if this shows up with this cool little recipe book and you're giving them the tools to make it. And, you know, maybe, you know, throw in some things, you know, go to like Whole Foods and get some maybe agave or get some sea salt or get some, you know, things like that, you know, different things that are in the thing and give them a nice little gourmet healthy gift basket, you know, for Christmas. So we thought it was a unique gift idea. It's something where somebody can dip their toe in the water. It's not so in your face like, hey, I think you need to lose weight. Here, let's look at Purium Health Products. I think I have something to help you. It's, hey, you know, let's enjoy life a little bit and let's incorporate these things that are really functional and that can really make a difference in your life. And then once they do that, they'll be a little bit more open-minded to get into some of the more hardcore, if you will, products, you know, like a green drink or power shake, you know, something like that that can make, you know, a substantial impact in their life. So that was
just... I want to encourage everybody... to tune in to my Blog Talk radio show on Wednesdays when we talk about functional foods, we talk about recipes, we talk about ingredients. And on Wednesday, www.blogtalkradio, you can find it right on our website, phporder.com. I had a show today where I talked all about how to use PHP ingredients, and I gave some great recipes that aren't in the book. And each and every day, just so that you know, we have a different subject matter. On Monday, it's about holistic fitness. On Tuesday, it's longevity and life extension. On Wednesday, it's the art of eating. And so please do go to the website, find, you know, and listen to some of these archive shows. And they're a great way to learn, I would say, creative ways to incorporate Purium Health Products and other sound nutritional practices into your life. And so, once again, please do visit the website. Please do look at, you know, find us on Facebook, find us on the Blog Talk Radio. And most importantly, everybody, most importantly, in this time of giving, in this time when we're running around buying gifts and wondering what gifts we might receive, I want to remind you that when we get a really great gift, we need to take care of it. You know, when we get a gift that, you know, that we want to last, we need to take care of it. And about, you know, a few years ago, on my very first birthday, the first birthday, meaning the day I was born, I received the greatest gift that anyone could ever bestow upon another person, and that was the gift of life. And this was such a precious gift that I've decided to take very, very good care of it. And because I'm taking such good care of it, this gift is going to last me a very long time. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's going to last me till the day I die. And so I want to ask you if you appreciate the gift, the most important gift you've ever been given, if you take care of that gift. Because if you don't, no other gift you ever receive is going to be as important, nearly as important. So with the holidays coming and so much focus on giving and getting, remember the greatest gift you could give is love. The greatest gift you've ever received is life. And so please do appreciate your life and give that gift as often as you can.
Absolutely. I concur 100%. And, yeah, I just want to say thank you, Dave, for all the time and the effort that you, you know, you give. You give your passion, you give, you know, of yourself every day with all of the, you know, education that you give and how much you believe in this. So I wanted to say thank you and let you know that how much I appreciate you, and I know our listeners out there appreciate everything you're doing as well. And if you want to hear more of Dave, he is on the Blog Talk Radio daily, every day but Thursdays, I believe, at 10 a.m. in the morning. You can get a link to that off the PHP homepage at phporder.com. Or if you don't have computer access during the day, or you don't have computer access with speakers, you can call in at 714-868-0238 and listen to him live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on the weekends on Sunday night at 8 p.m. And then Michael Woolfield, our naturopathic doctor, fills in for him on Thursday to give him just a little bit of a break. And you can listen to Michael Woolfield on Thursdays at 10 a.m. in the morning. Again, by logging on to the Blog Talk Radio, you can just click on it. We have a link here at the bottom of the homepage of our PHP website, or you can call the number I just gave, and I'll give it one more time, 714-868-0238. And if you don't get enough of Dave on the Blog Talk Radio, please join his Facebook to keep up to the minute date updates on what he's doing and what he's up to, because he has a really, really nice stuff on his Facebook page as well. So again, thank you, Dave, for everything you do, and thank you to all of our customers and our listeners. We really appreciate you. If it wasn't for you believing in us, we wouldn't be here. So I just wanted to take a moment and wish everyone a very happy, healthy, and safe holiday season.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. And for everybody listening tonight, and I just checked, we have a nice big group tonight. I think the reason why is because you know this is our last time together before the end of the year. And while it's just another day and the end of the year is just another, you know, another week, the truth is it's a great time to look back and to reflect upon how the year has been. And if you guys had any idea how hard this woman works, how hard Amy works, and how she pours her heart and her soul into her work, you would have such a great appreciation for her as I do. I'm the one who's out front. I'm the one writing books, doing magazines, going on tours, getting the applause, getting the bows, getting the press, you know, getting my picture in the paper and on TV, etc. But I guarantee you, you know, I could not do what Amy does. She is the glue that holds us together. So, you know, I may be out front, but I guarantee you, you know, that it's just sort of like the duck. You know, you've got the above the water, you got, you know, you're looking nice and calm, and below the water, you're paddling like crazy. Well, you know, Amy and I complement each other very well. I hope that you'll enjoy your time going home for the holidays this coming week, Amy. I hope that you and your parents and your family and your children, and just, you know, take this time to relax and to reflect back and realize just how important you are in other people's lives, how many lives you've impacted in such a positive way simply by making sure that these products get produced, that they get shipped, that they get, you know, that they get into people's lives. So thank you for the education. Thank you for the dedication. And I hope that you have a very safe and a very peaceful and love-filled holiday. And that's not just for Amy, but for everybody listening tonight. I wish you all the best.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dave. We really appreciate that, and appreciate everyone listening. And I think that kind of brings us to the end of our content tonight. So I just wanted to say, again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, be safe, be healthy, and we very much look forward to being with you next year. We have a lot of exciting things planned, and, yeah, it's just going to be a great
year. It's going to be an amazing year. I guarantee you. Stay tuned. You haven't seen anything yet. The best is yet to come.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, and everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Amy. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Hello? Good night, everybody.
Hello?
I'll call you back.
Hello?
Okay.
Is this Dave?
This is Dave.
Mr. Sandoval, how are you?
Good.
My name is Dorothy Davis. How can I have a call? How can I speak with you?
Usually you just vibrate your vocal cords.
I mean, with that.
Formulate thoughts.
I'd like a personal call with you.
Yeah, just go ahead and email PHP.
You know,
order
my problem is I'm
info.
Not on the computer, and so...
Oh, okay, then just call the order number, call just like you were placing an order.
Yes.
Ask to speak to my personal assistant.
Yes.
Her name is Julie, and she'll arrange for you to have a consult with me.
Julie, I have something to share with you, and I think this is going to make many more people know about you.
Beautiful. Well, I really look forward to hearing from you. I'll be in the office tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be there tomorrow? What time? I'm in New York. When would be a good time to speak with you?
Well, we know that my radio show is between 10 and 11, so it's better if you call after that.
After that. Okay, so I'll call you about 2:30, my time.
Sounds good, sweetie. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. My name is Dorothy. Don't forget. So her name
Dorothy.
Is Julie. I will call and ask her to tell her I'd like to speak with you after that.
Perfect.
Very important. Please be there.
No problem. Yes, I will do my very best.
All right. Thank you. And thanks
So, Dorothy, you said you're in New York, so you're not in Kansas anymore, apparently.
Oh, no. I was blown to New York.
All right.
By the way, may I ask you this, though? I am taking the, what is it called? The joint flex. And it's not a free consult also that I'm looking for. I want to talk about something beside that. But I'm taking...
No, that's okay.
Can I take more than
products as well.
All right. Can I take more than the required amount that is recommended on the bottle? Six?
Oh, yeah. Joint flex, like, I know professional athletes who take 18, and then they take after that, like, 10, and then 6 after that, but they get a bunch in their body.
Well, I need it to help me, so I am going to start like that. I just bought 2 bottles and just got them.
Yeah, it's called a loading dose, and if you're familiar with like using Chinese herbs sometimes and other herbs, sometimes a loading dose is necessary to get the system jump started.
Oh God, I'm telling you. So then I can take 6, 6, and 6.
6, 6, and 6.
And
correct.
It must be with food.
With food.
It's better with food. Okay.
Not a big meal, but just making sure you have a little something.
All right. Thank you so much, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Okay, Dorothy. All the best.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.